From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Longtime listeners and readers of News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams are well aware of her passion for foods that grow and thrive quite well in Southwest Florida's subtropical climate. From mangoes to key limes to wild oranges, she relishes them all and maintains an acute mental map of the various locations in our region where such sweet culinary treasures can be harvested from the wild. Now that it's summer, this week's essay pays homage to yet another subtropical treat that thrives in our climate, yet has not become a staple in the produce sections of local grocery stores.
Buscando guayaba ando yo, que tenga sabor, que tenga mendo. The first small shock is that it's been 40 years since Ruben Blades and his socios first sang of their quest for the sweet, soulful fruit An Siembra, their epic salsa album. The second little jolt is that once again, I find myself on the same quest. Well, sort of, depending upon one's lyrical interpretation of guayaba. Loosely translated, the lyrics are, I go looking for guava, one that has flavor, that has quality. For those who love this tropical fruit as I do, the lyrics are as germane today as they were during the Carter administration when this crossover classic was released. Though adored in Latin America and the Caribbean, fresh guavas remain a relative rarity in Southwest Florida supermarkets, even though they thrive in our subtropics just as avocados and pineapples do. But unlike those now ubiquitous and year-round delicacies, fresh guavas are still commercially seasonal here and obscure, rarely making it into produce sections. More's the pity, because guavas are one of my favorite things about Southwest Florida summers, right up there with frog concerts and swollen silver towers of afternoon cumulus. Before I lived here, my knowledge of the fruit was limited to its mention in the cheerfully lascivious reggae classic Guava Jelly, written by Bob Marley, and the aforementioned salsa standard, in which the word guava may well have a decidedly feminine double meaning. Since I'd never tasted one, I assumed it was sweet, juicy, and fragrant, like mangoes and lychees, about the only tropicals I knew. Once I got a mouthful, I learned I'd been both right and wrong. Sweet, sure. Juicy, kind of, but also granularly sandy in a pear-like way. Fragrant? Well, yes, but in a nose-wrinkling way, who forgot to clean the cat box way. Yet there were other notes in the perfume, too. Cherry, vermouth, pine. It was a challenging fruit, true, but intensely rewarding, and I was hooked. Since then, I've learned people tend to love guavas or hate them. Because they thrive in Florida woods like wild things, they figure prominently in cracker cuisine, but many old-timers will politely shake their heads if you offer them a fresh one. Thanks, honey, but I just can't stomach them. Too skunky. One well-bred local matriarch told me, pointing out that Florida cats have the good sense to quickly cover guavas when they fall from backyard trees. Much as I respect most feline inclinations, I beg to differ with them on this one. The more guavas I ate, the harder I fell for them. Not that it was easy to indulge my passion. Yes, cans, jars, and tins of processed guava are easy to find on Hispanic section shelves. Guava paste on ginger thins buttered with creme fraiche is my go-to got-no-time dessert. But still, there's nothing like the taste of a fresh one eaten out of hand. So imagine my delight when, walking home along our dead-end road a few years ago, I spied flashes of yellow just south of the ditch in the tangled brush of our empty land. There, among the saw palmettos and smilax, was a twisty old guava tree. I splashed through the ankle-deep ditch water, it was late summer, elbowing my way through sharp-clawed vines, my reward, guavas, with the perfect balance of lemon, honey, and musk. Plus, they weren't garnished with the usual Wrigley sprinkling of what another Floridian once delicately called baby buggies. Most remarkably of all, they were almost devoid of seeds, which in most guavas come in obtrusive layers like rows of buckshot that make an intolerable racket when chewed, writer Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings once lamented. These guavas, though, were almost pure meat, and I feasted the rest of the summer, making a mental note to return the following year for the next harvest. But when I realized it was time to check my tree's crop, I ventured to the spot, or what I thought was the spot, no guava tree. Could I have been mistaken? I sincerely doubted it. I know female brains are supposed to be locationally challenged, but I'm a rule-proving exception. Contrary to stereotype, I love tech stuff, guffaw at jokes that make my sister cringe, and seek out mud. What's more, no one's ever accused me of talking too much or having a lousy sense of direction. Maybe it's a talent that's a throwback to our hunter-gatherer days, but I possess an infallible memory for outdoor food sources. Once I spot a hidden hen's nest, a feral grapefruit, or a vacant lot mango, I never forget where it is. My mental map includes an ancient Java plum on the grounds of Shangri-La in Bonita Springs, the Cottage Street tamarind tree in downtown Fort Myers, and key limes growing wild on the west end of Ding Darling. And, I thought, the best guavas in the world. But there was no question about it. They were plain, flat, gone. Then I saw why. When the county had done its periodic ditch mowing, the tractor had cut in a couple of feet deeper than it had the previous year. And sure enough, there was my guava tree, a sorry, skinny stump, ground off knee-high, topped with a shredded red pompadour of bark and splintered wood. So once again, I'm on the hunt. Because it's summer. The afternoon clouds are massing daily on the horizon, and I am fiending for Marjorie's guava recipe, eaten with cream cheese and crackers, which is, she wrote, a ravishing dessert. And I'm pretty sure Ms. Marjorie meant ravishing in both senses of the word.
Me fui pa'l monte buscando guayaba por la vereda del ocho y el dos. Y aunque encontré una casa dorada, esa guayaba no la hallaba yo. Mucho he viajado por todo el mundo y nunca, nunca pude encontrar una guayaba que me gustara y detuviera mi caminar. Y aunque encontré una casa dorada, esa guayaba no pude hallar.
Buscando guayaba.